Exercises 12 through 14. Many people did nothing to help Jews during the Holocaust, but some people took action and rescued lives. Teresa Prokhorova, who became a Polish historian, was 21 in 1942 when the Nazis were killing Jews. She lived near the Polish ghetto, and she came across a crying Jewish girl who was 3 or 4 years old and wearing very poor clothing. Mrs. Prokhorova felt as if someone were watching her, and if someone was in fact watching her, she thought that it had to be the little girl's mother, who was hoping that someone would take her daughter and keep her safe, something that the mother was no longer able to do. Ms. Prokhorova did in fact take the little girl to her home, risking her life to do so. She points out, people who got caught helping Jews didn't come back home. The little girl spoke only Yiddish, not Polish, so Ms. Prokhorova taught her a few Polish words, and she also got her some better clothing. After a few days, Ms. Prokhorova took the little girl to the convent of some nuns, known as the Sisters of Nazareth, on Czernikowska Street in Warsaw. She put a card in the little girl's hands. "I am Anya. My parents don't exist anymore. Please give me help." Then Ms. Prokhorova stayed hidden and waited to see what happened to the little girl. Fortunately, the nuns took care of her. From a distance, Ms. Prokhorova saw the little girl playing at the convent a couple of times, but that was all. Once the Holocaust was over and it was safe again, she asked what had happened to the little girl. The nuns had taken care of many little Jewish girls during the Holocaust, and so they could not identify this one little girl in particular, but they assured Ms. Prokhorova that the Germans did not take anyone. All the girls survived.